Ever since moving my businesses over to Dubai last year and getting residency, my most common DM by far is, Scott, how do you even go about getting your business set up in Dubai? How much does it cost? Was it worth it? Should I move my business over there? And I think the reason for me wanting to make this video is obviously to clear up all those questions, but also I feel like every single video that you see online on YouTube at least, and also just the information out there and the people that are over there are all shouting that this is the best thing ever. And I believe that it's situational and it really depends on what stage you are in your business. And there's a lot of things that they don't tell you, and I want to clear all of them up. But before we go into that, I just want to dive into the process itself. That was one of the things that kept coming up. Like, how do you even go about moving your business over to Dubai? So the first step is that you need to go and find a company that can do it on your behalf. So for example, I used Creation Business Consultants. My experience with them was all right. I think that it could have been better. But ultimately, it was pretty seamless. First step is pretty boring. It's all paperwork and it can be done wherever you are in the world. You don't need to go to the UAE to do this. You're literally just filling in forms, the reason why you're setting up a business over there, what the business is going to do, what zone, if it's going to be a free zone you want to. There's certain decisions that you need to make and they will walk you through the entire process. So don't worry, you're not alone when it comes to that. And then of course what you're going to name your business as well. All that boring stuff. Once that's done, it's time to actually get your visa. And in order to do that, you do need to travel to the UAE. Now before we went to the UAE, they told me that this process was going to take like a month. So they told me to book it for an entire month, which I'm not going to complain about. But the thing is when I was over there, the dates that they had picked for me was July. So it was roasting, like it was unbearable how warm it was. Now I just made it work. Like me and my girlfriend went over and we actually had an amazing time. We didn't really let it get to us, the fact that every time you walked out, you were sweating as if you've just been sprinting. We just kind of made it work and we, you know, as I said, we actually did enjoy ourselves. But within 2 days of being there, the process was finished. It was that quick. So to get your visa, it's as simple as going to get your blood taken. Obviously, just want to make sure you've not got any diseases. And then the second part of that is going to get your fingerprints taken. So when I went to get my fingers taken, as I said, it was like 30 odd degrees, roasting. I was in shorts and a t-shirt. Now it was dead smart shorts and t-shirt, but anyway, when I got there, they were pretty pissed off with me being in shorts. They gave me a warning. They said, if you ever come here with shorts again, you won't get in. But anyway, they let me away with it this time. So I was already on the back foot, and stupidly, like before I went in, I put sun cream on. When you're getting your fingerprints taken, it can actually see if you've got things on your hand, and the machine doesn't seem to work if your hands are dirty. This guy's thinking my hands are bogging because the machine's making it look as if I've just like, I've got loads of dirt on my hands when it was actually sun cream. I'm trying to explain to the guy that I just put sun cream on before I came in, and he was just looking down on me a wee bit. So I was like, fuck, whatever. I can just remember the guy like taking my finger and like pressing it down super hard. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, I just can't wait till this is done. But anyway, once that was done, I get an email saying, that's everything set up. Your visa will be ready in a couple of days. The only thing they did say was, you know, part of the process is, so you get your business set up, you get your visa, and then you get your business bank set up. But unfortunately, there was no time, even though I was there for a whole month, to get that done. There was no appointments available. So that's something I need to go and do when I go back there in October. So then we can go on to the costings. Now, of course, I didn't just get it priced up by one company. I got it priced up with at least three, if I can remember. And one of them, I can remember correctly, they tried to quote me £18,000. So I'm quite glad that I looked into it a wee bit further, and I've actually heard of people getting it a lot cheaper than what I did, but I paid for the residency, and the residency actually is for 2 years. So then you need to do that again. And in terms of like the separate costs, I don't want to kind of go into that because it will definitely differ between like what type of business you're setting up, like if it's going to be in a free zone, if you need an office space, how many, you know, visas do you need? Is it just you? Is it your girlfriend? So these are things that are going to change the price as well. And of course, if you decide to get a business bank set up, it's going to change the price as well. So that's something I would look into yourself and just get multiple quotes. So the price that I ended up paying was $7,600, which is pretty expensive, but in terms of like what my friends have paid or like anyone I know that's moved to Dubai, it was pretty average and round about what I should have paid. Now I've heard of a few horror stories of people moving to Dubai and making so many mistakes. So again, this is what I kind of wanted to touch on this video, is the things that they don't tell you. Now, what you need to realize is these companies are incentivized, and of course, they're only going to talk about the benefits. If you were to go to them with a fresh business, they would tell you the reasons why it would be good to set up a business there. But in my honest opinion, you should only move your business over to Dubai if you are making loads of money. And by loads of money, I would say probably 6 figures a month before I would even consider moving your business over to Dubai. You can get different types of visas. It doesn't need to be a business visa. And the reason is because of the costs that get incurred of your business being there. So I actually had a friend that had a fresh business and he paid somewhat the same amount of money as me, which is can be affordable for people that have got a small business. But what they don't realise is that one, right, okay, the residency is going to be, I think it's like £2,000 every 2 years. Listen, do your own research. Please don't take everything I say is correct here because, you know, I'm not an accountant. But yeah, I think it was round about that. But also, your business licence needs upgraded every single year. And I get quoted £6,000 for this year. Now, of course, you spread that across the year and that's not as much. But, you know, most people don't really do their finances correctly in their business, and that friend I was talking about, he couldn't afford to pay that. So everything that he paid, all the time that he spent, his business is no longer set up in Dubai. Unfortunately for him, that company did not tell him. He actually asked them, and when I say that company, I don't mean the one that I used, it was the company that he used, didn't tell them about, you know, the fact that you need to actually pay for your license to keep up every single year. It's one of those ones where you don't even know what to ask, like you don't know what you don't know. So it wasn't his fault, but you know, that company should be making him aware of the costs that are incurred over time. There's also something that affected me, and it got really complicated, that might affect you or might affect you in the future. And that's that, you know, my company, eCademy, at the height of last year, we had 18 people working for us. And I would say around 50% of them were actually employed and the rest were subcontractors. The thing is, when you move your business to Dubai, you can only have people who live in Dubai as employees. Meaning that I had people that were employed in my business who lived in England who had no intentions of moving to Dubai because they had families and stuff. And they obviously want the benefits of being employed. Like, for example, pensions and the security of being an employee as well. And for some of my employees, that was a deal breaker. And if you're looking to, you know, scale a large company, you're not going to get a chief of operations, a chief financial officer that are willing to be subcontractors. Meaning that you would have to employ people in Dubai, which doesn't necessarily give you access to like a pool of talent. So what did I have to do? Well, I have to keep 2 businesses open. It got very complicated. I had to spend money on accountants and it just got really stressful. And it ended up that I had to keep the UK business open and the Dubai company open. And yeah, it just got very complicated. And again, this was things that was never ever told to me. I now want to kind of give you my experience when it comes to tax, because I guess that one of the biggest reasons why people move their business over to Dubai is because of the tax reasons. Now again, this is just my experience. Please do your own research. These rules can change by day, so definitely don't take these literally. However, when it comes to VAT, you still need to pay that. A lot of people think that they can move to Dubai and not pay VAT. The way VAT works is wherever your customers are, you need to pay VAT. So for example, all of my customers, the majority of them anyway, are based in the UK, meaning that I still need to pay VAT to the UK. And some people are under this impression, like that same friend thought he was going to be saving, you know, thousands upon thousands of pounds per month because of VAT. But the fact of the matter is, he still had to pay that. Corporation tax, I know, is changing. I don't know what the percentage is. I don't want to get into it because it's not in my scope. But when I first signed up last year, it was 0% in a free zone. So I suppose that's where, you know, a lot of savings would have been for me. I know that I'm still going to save there and stuff like that. But I'm sure there is, you know, some sort of percentage coming. It could have already came by the time of this video. And then you've got your own personal tax, which is also 0%. But the thing is, from my experience, to actually get the benefits of tax and to basically pay your taxes to Dubai, you need to be living there for the majority of the year. The majority. This is where it becomes a grey area. So it's like, what is the majority of the year? Like how many days? More or less the whole year. And basically, if you come to the UK, you can't actually be working, because if you get caught working in the UK, then you will need to pay the UK tax. and that's where it becomes complicated. And especially when Dubai is not really a place where you want to be spending the whole 12 months there, especially because of how warm it gets. You know, you might want to only be there for like 6 months of the year. And that's when, you know, again, speak to your accountant, don't speak to me about it. That's when it becomes a really grey area of where you actually owe your tax to. And when it comes to your residency, to keep your residency valid, you need to be in the UAE at least one day every 6 months. Otherwise, they take it off you. So that means that you definitely need to be able to come over to Dubai. And it feels like it feels like kind of forced sometimes. Like there was a time, you know, in December where, like, listen, I fully enjoyed it because I went a wee holiday there. But that was the reason why I had to go over, was because to keep my visa valid. So if you're like planning to move your business to Dubai and get a visa over there, you're probably going to realise you're not wanting to spend the whole 12 months there. You feel like you're kind of forced into when you actually need to go. So yeah, a lot of people are under the impression that they set their business up in Dubai and then they operate here in the UK. From my experience, that doesn't work and you don't get the tax benefits. So hopefully from what I've said so far, I've not entirely burst your bubble. I just want to tell you how my experience and some people that I know and how their experiences went, because it might influence your decision of actually if you should move your business to Dubai and if it's actually worth it for you. Because you see all these entrepreneurs moving their businesses over there and they're obviously going to tell you that it's brilliant, but the reality is there's a few things that isn't actually that pretty. It starts to get really complicated. There's a lot of grey areas, and of course, I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything correctly. So of course, this video was going to really make out as if I regret my decision, but it's actually not the case. I just wanted to make this video to make you aware of the things that they don't tell you. And I would definitely advise getting some assistance from someone who isn't incentivized to tell you to do it. So go and find an accountant in Dubai that's not actually incentivized, that's not going to help you with the actual setting up of the business. And just make sure that you go and ask them the same questions you're asking the company as well. Like, that is probably the biggest piece of advice I could give you inside this video, is to go and find someone who's not incentivized. Even just find more people like me. The more people that can give you their experience can really influence and help your decision making when it comes to moving your business over to Dubai. But listen, yeah, as I was saying, I don't regret my decision. I love the country. I just don't see myself living there 12 months of the year. I actually really enjoy living in the UK. I feel like I live here in my own bubble. I don't see all of the shit that goes on. I'm able to just block all of that out. And I know that just last week, the UK got voted as the second most depressing country to live. But I don't even see that as the case. It depends on how you've built your life up here, who you actually surround yourself with, where you spend your time, and who with. So yeah, if you're feeling like the UK isn't for you, of course you can go and try out different places, but maybe just reevaluate who you're spending your time with and where. And if you change those two things and you're still not enjoying it, then you can definitely look to move abroad 100%. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this video. This is my first YouTube video back in a year, but I'm going to be uploading way more frequently, and it'll be in this raw format as well. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. If there was any questions about setting up your business in Dubai that I did not answer there, then ask the question in the comments and I'll definitely get back to you.